Okay, we continue our verse-by-verse study through the book of Jeremiah. Come today to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah 5, verse 1. Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek in her open places if you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. Anyone who would suggest that God is quick to punish in the Old Testament ought to read these verses again very carefully. God would have spared his people if Jeremiah could have just found one person among them who treated others right and sought truth. Jeremiah couldn't even find one person like that. Verse 4. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish. For they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. I will go to the great men and speak to them. For they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Therefore a lion from the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the deserts shall destroy them. A leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone who goes out from there shall be torn in pieces because their transgressions are many. Their backslidings have increased. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods when I had fed them to the full. Then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Excuse me. Well, Jeremiah thought, he thought there has to be some good somewhere. And he knew the blue-collar people were bad. He had checked them out thoroughly. But maybe he would have better luck among the leaders, but he didn't. Everyone was bad. Everyone would therefore be punished. And then it says in verse 7, How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods when I had fed them to the full. Then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? God describes the depravity of his people. And then he asks two rhetorical questions. Why should I forgive them? Why should I not punish them? And the answer assumed in both of those questions is, I should punish them. There's no reason why I shouldn't. And there's no reason for me to forgive them either. 10. Go up on her walls and destroy. but do not make a complete end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, It is not He. Neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine. And the prophets become wind, for the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. Therefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, Because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall destroy your fortified cities, in which you trust with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a complete end of you. And it will be when you say, Why does the Lord our God do all these things to us? Then you shall answer them, Just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so you shall serve aliens in a land that is not yours. Most of God's people did not think that He would punish them. And most of the so-called prophets said that He wouldn't punish them. So they believed the lying prophets. But Jeremiah spoke the truth. They served the false gods of the heathen in the land of Israel, so they will be scattered among the heathen, and they will serve them outside the borders of Israel. 20. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and proclaim it in Judah, saying, Hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, who have eyes and see not, and who have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea, by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it? And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people has a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, Let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain, both the former and the latter, in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good things from you. God's people knew the truth. They just of their own free will turned their backs on that truth. And so they had eyes, but they did not see, because they didn't want to see. 26. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sets snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore they have become great and grown rich. They have grown fat. They are sleek. Yes, they surpass the deeds of the wicked. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy they do not defend. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule by their own power, and my people love to have it so. But what will you do in the end? The preachers preached lies, and the people loved it. The preachers who wouldn't preach against sin, they were very popular. They were the ones who received the big offerings. They made the people feel comfortable in their sin. But that didn't erase the guilt of that sin. And so the people would be damned in the end. Chapter 6. O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a signal fire in Beth Hakerem, for disaster appears out of the north, and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a lovely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come to her. They shall pitch their tents against her all around. Each one shall pasture in his own place. God tells his people that the alarms are going to be sounding. They're going to hear the alarms, and when they do, they better head south, because the destroying army is going to come in from the north. 4. Prepare war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadows of the evening are lengthening. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus has the Lord of hosts said, hew down trees, and build a mound against Jerusalem. And so, when Babylon comes, they're going to come with eagerness. They can't wait to attack and destroy. They're going to do it at night rather than waiting until the morning. This is judgment from God. Last part of verse 6. This is the city to be punished. She is full of oppression in her midst. As a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds. Be instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus says the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean as a vine, the remnant of Israel, as a grape gatherer. Put your hand back into the branches. God's people must be punished. They have to be, because their wickedness is overflowing like water flows over a levee during a severe flood. Verse 10, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. No one listened to the word of God. No one listened to God's warnings. Instead of their sin being offensive to them, they found the word of God to be offensive. Well, Jeremiah will preach it all, and he doesn't care. He's going to do it anyway, whether they like it or not. Last part of verse 11. I will pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days. And their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord, because from the least of them even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No. They were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. The people were wounded because of their sin, and the religious leaders, the prophets and the priests, did not heal them by preaching repentance. Instead of preaching repentance, they preached lies. And to show you how far gone they were, when their lies were exposed, the preachers felt no shame, no guilt. They didn't care. 16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it. For what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba, and sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Therefore thus says the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall on them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. God called his people to return to the old ways, which are the ways of God, but they wouldn't. They tried to buy God off with religious activity instead of holiness, but he wouldn't buy it. 22. Thus says the Lord, behold, a people comes from the north country, and a great nation will be raised from the farthest parts of the earth. They will lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses as men of war set in array against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands grow feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, pain as of a woman in labor. Do not go out into the field, nor walk by the way, because of the sword of the enemy. Fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, clothe yourself with sackcloth and roll about in ashes. Make mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the plunderer will suddenly come upon us. Babylon will show no mercy when they attack. Unlike God, who does show mercy when one repents, Israel will find out that wicked people are not merciful like God. 27. I have set you as an assayer and a fortress among my people, that you may know and test their way. They are all stubborn rebels, walking as slanderers. They are bronze and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by the fire. The smelter refines in vain, for the wicked are not drawn off. People will call them rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. And so God's people were hard-hearted, hardcore sinners. And God tried to purify them with judgment, but they wouldn't change. They were filthy, vile sinners who were not interested in cleaning up their act, so God had no choice but to destroy them. Chapter 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor. If you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. And so Jeremiah meets the people as they are on the way to the temple. And he told them that they were believing a lie. They didn't figure that God would punish them because they had the holy temple. They were viewing the temple as if it was some sort of a good luck charm. But the Lord tells them, good luck charms won't cut it. If you don't repent, you're going to suffer. 9. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. But go now to my place, which is in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer, therefore I will do to this house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, the whole posterity of Ephraim. The Israelites committed all sorts of terrible sins, and yet they felt perfectly secure because they had the temple. They had that good luck charm. They were like little children playing tag, and the temple was Ghoul. We can do whatever we want, God. You can't tag us with your wrath because we're on Ghoul. We've got the temple. Well, God's not going to play that silly game. 16. Therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry, nor prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast, on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will be burned and not quenched. The people had gone beyond the point of no return. And so, not even the prayers of Jeremiah would do any good. God will do many things through prayer, but he will not violate someone's free will if they have knowingly chosen sin to the point where their hearts are hard. He will give them what they want. 21. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore, you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You also shall call to them, but they will not answer you. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Cut off your hair and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on the desolate heights, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. The people were offering all the correct sacrifices, but they were not obedient, which is what God was looking for. Jeremiah's ministry is far from over. He's going to do a lot more preaching, but God tells him in advance that the people will not listen to him. It's not his fault. It's not because he wasn't eloquent enough. It's because of their hardness, the hardness of their own hearts. Verse 30. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places at Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury Tophet until there is no room. The corpses of this people will be food for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. And so God continues to build his case against his people. They defiled the holy temple by using it to worship idols. In addition to that, they burned their own children alive as a sacrifice to their false gods. Yeah, I think the time for punishment has come. You start burning your own children alive as a sacrifice to some false god, when you have a knowledge of the one true God, and you've gone beyond the point of no return. Next time, chapter 8. Until then, so long, everyone.